This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with double D and J. So, welcome. We're getting a little sweetie interest on this one. Huh? Welcome to the show. To our listeners today, we're glad you're here. We want your feedback. Please call us. Tell us what it's like without the insurance doctor. And so we can throw that in his face.
We'll make sure he knows when we see him. Aware.
So
we'll actually show him.
I know before the break, we were in the middle of sports with the sports doctor, DeBose, and we were talking a little Ronda Rousey.
Oh, Ronda.
I was a little shocked.
Seemingly has had thoughts of suicide after Holly Holm absolutely destroyed her.
Because I like Ronda, and I want her to come back stronger. I think if she could find something deep inside, because she's super talented.
She's very talented.
And she could come back stronger, and that would make me happy.
So what we were getting into was, you know, she made that comment on the Ellen DeGeneres show about contemplating suicide after her loss to Holly Holm, which sparked a lot of comments from other athletes, and just wanted to touch on a couple of them.
Let me have them.
Okay.
I'd love to hear this.
The first comment that I'd like to touch on was from one Brock Lesnar.
Oh, Brock, my boy.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Brock obviously is made his name in professional wrestling.
The Beast Incarnate.
There you go. in true wrestling fashion. So he made his name in professional wrestling and decided you know, a few handful of years ago that he was going to jump into MMA because he just thought he could just run through everybody. And at first he did. He did really well. I think his third fight, he won the belt.
Yeah.
And he had lost a match earlier before that and then won the belt and then defended maybe twice and then lost again pretty brutally. But anyway, Lesnar's advice is that she needs to learn how to lose. And which I thought was funny because after he lost his heavyweight belt back in 2010, he quit the MMA and went back to wrestling.
Take my toys and go home.
That's right. He just packed up and he left.
The beast was tamed.
What are you talking about? You know?
Well, it's easier to give advice on that than take it. So
I'm sure it is. Yeah. And then the second athlete that made a comment was one Holly Holm.
Oh, no. What did Holly say?
Oh, Holly Holm was the one who beat Ronda Rousey and took her belt. And when asked to respond, she said she thought it was best for her not to respond. But however, she did say that she wasn't going to apologize for beating her. And ultimately, Holly feels that the loss will make Ronda stronger mentally.
It will.
In the long run.
It will.
So she...
So you took your comment as, I'm not going to say anything about this, but I tore her up.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to comment on it, but I'm still going to comment on it.
Yeah. But let me show you this belt I got here.
Let me show you. You see this right here?
She's going to destroy Tate.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I'm not going to apologize because I'm a competitor and I did what I was supposed to do, but you'll be better for it.
Well, you know, but here's the thing is... Okay, you're going in there. You know what kind of combat you're doing. Why are we talking about your feelings? At no point was flowers exchanged. I mean, you got beat fairly.
Well, at the end of the day, I think it's a woman.
No, he's got a good point. It's the way we are with everything in society nowadays. What? I mean, chose a sport where you throw down in a ring.
Well, so you don't get a trophy for losing?
I've got some participation trophies we can give her.
I mean, oh, there you go. We can send her one.
I'm telling you right now, you know somebody has sent her one in the mail.
Oh, I'm
sure it has.
Yeah.
It's like the commercial where the dad and the son are walking back to
That's
the car.
Great. That's great.
And he goes, he looks at the trophy and it says participant.
Yeah.
And he's thinking to himself, we won every game. What do we? So he pops that off. We can just write
champs.
Ronda Rousey.
There you go.
Thanks. Thanks, champ. But, yeah, there you go, Ronda. I think she's past that. What's his name? The president.
Dana.
Dana White. There you go. He said that he has talked to Ronda recently, and Ronda's in a good place, and she's fine. She'll be all right.
Yeah, you know what happened is that she cashed that check.
Yeah, she got paid, and then she's like, huh.
I feel better now.
You didn't get a trophy.
No.
You got your butt whooped.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. You made... 100 grand.
Yeah.
She got the check and decided, maybe it doesn't matter what everyone else thinks.
That's right.
So, all right. So the NBA, I'm not a big NBA.
I'm not either.
I don't watch the NBA a whole lot, and not really follow it that much. But this story kind of caught my eye here. So the NBA is considering selling advertisements on players' jerseys.
You might as well. I mean, obviously the league's hurting. So
I mean that's. That's it.
Oh yeah.
So the ads would be about a 2.5 by 2.5 inch square placed on the left shoulder.
I think the number one ad that should be on every single jersey should be Bell's Bonds.
Bell Bonds. Of course.
I'm going to go Trojan. I think Trojan would probably be a good sponsor for that.
This opens the door to a lot of things that people are going to say. Well, that's why does the NBA have to take that?
Can you advertise the Love Ranch?
Trojan
Ashley Madison.
AshleyMadison.com.
AshleyMadison.com. Here's my thing. I haven't watched basketball from the NBA since, you know, basically not good. And I watched some with Colby.
Larry Bird.
But no, with Michael Jordan. That's when I loved basketball. When it was in its heyday.
Michael Jordan made you watch basketball.
Yes, you're right. Because you had no choice.
You wanted to do it. Man. I don't watch these guys. They're a bunch of punks. They have terrible attitudes. They all whine. Yeah. He fouled me. He did this. I'm a prima donna. I could care less.
I mean, the game is so much different now than it was when Jordan and all those guys played. It's completely different. Everything's a foul.
Everything.
You know, you can't drive the lane really anymore. I mean, you can.
There's no reason to watch the last 2 minutes of the game. It will tell you everything you need.
That's
to know.
It. That's like NASCAR for me.
That's very good.
The last 10 laps.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's the only thing I watch.
Unless it's Talladega, I'm watching strictly for the crashes. That's the only thing.
Talladega or Daytona, I'll watch that.
Yeah,
but anyway, so. As of right now, the majority of the teams support the idea, and it's been estimated that the move will bring around $100 million per year to the league. They just got to figure out how they're going to
advertise on players' jerseys who are going to use the Bell Bonds.
There you go.
Yeah,
they'll get a call every day.
What if there's a discount involved in that?
There's gonna be an official vote in April, but the needed 2/3 support sounds like it's already there. Based on the preliminary vote, but the Lakers and a few other teams are the only ones that are against it right at this point. So
in jail and need bail.
Let me out of here.
This should play audio the whole time. That'd be confusing. So the NBA commissioner Adam Silver thinks that the ads on the jersey are pretty much inevitable, and
of course he does.
Yeah. So my question is, do they need money that bad? I mean,
how about quit paying your players the amount of money you're paying them?
Well, the other thing, I mean, the WNBA currently does this, which I get because who watches that? And they actually did it on the All-Star jerseys. There's if you look at some of the pictures, there's a Kia logo on the jersey on the All-Star jersey. So they've done that, and it's already Kia's also going to be doing it next year as well. So I guess they signed.
You know what?
Contract.
I'm actually in support of this because if we do this, the Hawks can finally pay off the Joe Johnson contract.
They might.
So we should be good to go there.
Hey, there's the old Joe. The Hawks are talking about trading all their star players.
Of course they are.
So. Oh, well, they're talking about trading that and getting Blake Griffin. So we'll just have Blake Griffin on the court.
Oh, Blake Griffin. Yeah. I'll tell you what, man.
Now I hear what's his face? Dwight Howard is. We're actually trying to trade him for a bottle, box of Cracker Jacks, and I'm just not sure we found one fresh enough to get him yet.
They've been too old so far.
Yeah.
No problem. Keep trying, guys. You'll get there.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, I can tell you, in Wisconsin, during a school basketball game, there was a 14-year-old girl that, during a play, and you see this all the time. You know, you're rushing. You know, players are rushing for the ball. They end up, you know, falling and kind of sliding on their stomach.
Yeah.
You know, you see that happen all the time. Well, in the video, you see her sliding, and all of a sudden, she just comes to an abrupt stop right there in the on the court, and you know, can't get up. So she's obviously in pain, and her mom, who was the coach, comes over, and they're trying to figure out why she's not getting up. Well, what had happened is one of the boards in the floor had cracked down the middle, and when she slid, part of that board went into her stomach, I guess it was. And they said it was about 3 to 4 inches deep.
Wow.
And the wood was roughly about 3/4 of an inch. Come
just,
on, man. You
let,
just,
me just say, no. let me just say, dude, are we talking about a basketball injury?
Man.
I mean, because it sounds like this is a conversation you've had before.
Well, here's the thing.
3 to 4 inches.
As I was typing this up, it briefly occurred to me that this was going to happen.
Okay. This article was deleted like 3 times and retyped. I had to retype it.
How do I write this?
And no matter how you wrote it, it was going to come out the exact way it
well,
should.
Well, what was cool is the referee approacher says, "Young lady, are you hurt?" "No, I just can't get up." What do you mean you can't get up?
Stuck.
I'm stuck.
Stuck to the floor. But the article did say the wood was roughly 3/4 of an inch.
Well, it's nice to know that you can still get wood.
But they were able to get her off the floor and remove without having to remove.
Did they have to cut it?
They didn't have to cut it. They were able to, I guess,
just pull her
by the feet and pull her backwards and get her out of there.
Well, I can't see, Mick. Cut me.
When you teased your story, I was thinking we were going a different way and that she's running through on the court and I can just see a Wile E. Coyote moment where she steps on a board and it smacks her in the face and she turns around.
See, that was funny.
Hey, hits her in the
All she's got to do is get used to that phrase. Pull it out!
A little Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
Never go wrong with that.
In one segment, 4 of them, dude.
But instead, you've decided to go with a 14-year-old being impaled. So
that's right. I mean,
how many points do I get for that one?
Several. So, according to the article, the good news is the wood did not penetrate or puncture any internal organs.
Oh, good. I'm glad you followed that up.
Yeah. I just want to, as a guest here, I just want to reflect that the statements made on this show do not reflect.
That's why we have to.
Nor do they reflect any views and opinions of our wives.
And Madam Smith's gospel hour will be replaced in the show next week.
They are not avid fans.
Tune in for all your gospel favorites.
So here's my question. There's gonna be some Democrat somewhere that says we should do away with wood floors in basketball.
Of course there is.
And it should be all the rubber mat floors. Hey,
the problem with this is you do that and you can deflate the ball a little bit and then Tom Brady can come out and play.
He would fit right in.
Yeah.
WFL, son. WFL.
I assure you,
wood floors live matters.
Yeah. We'll vote to get rid of the wood.
Obviously, they do. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Except for Bill Clinton.
All I'm saying is I'm printing shirts today. Wood matters. Hashtag wood matters. All right, now. All right, we better move forward.
All right, last one. We're going to touch on this one real quick.
Okay.
Peyton Manning.
OPM.
OPM.
Oh, Peyton.
Headsets down and call it a day. You're going.
Peyton's been accused of doing a little touching.
Again?
Well, this goes all the way back to Tennessee when he was in Tennessee.
Seriously, man. Did Devin put you up to this?
No, he did not.
I can't touch this.
Is that what she was saying? Yeah. So,
now, isn't he
is in the news, right? I mean, this is a real thing.
He's sponsored by Nationwide, right?
He is.
Okay.
He is. Nationwide, Papa John's. So, this is what's going on. There's a woman's group called Ultraviolet, of course.
Of course there is.
And so, this lady, her name is Jamie Notright. I swear that's her name. I looked at that several times. But she was a former trainer at the University of Tennessee when Peyton was there and alleges that Manning, while she was checking his foot for injury or whatever, placed his genitals on her face.
He is a pretty tall guy.
And a pretty tall fella. And that was all when he attended school. So
where was she?
She was down there looking at his foot, apparently.
She was kneeling, looking at his foot.
She was kneeling, right.
She probably asked him to see if he could put pressure on it. He probably stood up, and next thing you know,
he put pressure on it. Yeah.
And he put pressure on it.
And then it was.
So
there you go.
It's just Jamie, who has the name that could go for a guy or a girl, needs to move on.
And you're saying hashtag wood matters.
Wood matters.
There you go. Thanks, Peyton. So the story's picked up steam recently, with the Super Bowl win and all that good stuff. So
the insurance doctor's been pushing it, too, so.
Yeah, absolutely. But Basically, what Ultraviolet is doing is claiming that the school fostered a hostile environment for women, inciting the incident as the example. So the women's group, again, Ultraviolet, is demanding that prominent sponsors cut ties with Peyton Manning. And Nita Chaudhry, who is the co-founder of Ultraviolet, accuses the University of Tennessee of condoning violence against women. You know, so they got to take it that step further.
So did he, I mean, condoning violence, I mean, was it a violent placing of the...
Did he swing? I mean, did he... I don't understand why that's, you know...
But when you have a name like Ultraviolet, you kind of expect that you're going to have some sort of... And I'm not... I don't know what happened there. I never went to the University of Tennessee. I speak fluent English. So, I mean, 20 years go by, and how do you go, okay, well, we're just going to have this company... I mean, it might as well just be Man Haters Anonymous, and
because he won the Super Bowl.
Well, this has been filed before, like 3 months after it happened years ago, but it's kind of being brought back to the surface with this whole thing and kind of being investigated. And they're saying that the University of Tennessee just kind of swept it under the rug and dismissed it as common behavior for the age group. So. Anyway, so Ultraviolet is demanding that Papa John's and Nationwide Insurance must show their customers that they will never stand for sexual violence and suspend their relationships pending further investigation.
Yeah, I'm John from Papa John's, and I'd like to come on the record and formally say that we do not support Peyton Manning's
event.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor D. That was not the direction I was going, but it certainly works better.
But I was disappointed that nowhere in the article was the word BOFA used. I was disappointed in that. But anyway, hey, guess what, y'all? Sports did!
There we go, man. Sports did. So you want to move right on into TT with D while we have an opportunity?
Let's do some TT with D.
This is the Tech Talk and with Dubose.
Got to wait till we connect.
Takes a minute.
Maybe we'll connect faster with Devin not here.
We need a DSL line.
Yeah, no kidding. At some point, we've got mail.
Sometimes we have to hang up and try again.
Just a minute.
God, I got disconnected.
And as soon as we get connected, somebody calls.
Yeah, I was going to say, every time. Please don't call during...
There it is!
Please don't call during this segment, as it will hang us up.
We'll have to start all over again. All right, so TT with D.
TT with D.
All right, so Zebra Technologies.
Okay.
Promising name.
Done. TT with D's did. No, Zebra Technologies is a company that they're bringing the next generation of statistics to you, and basically coming in a central part of the game and focusing more on football right now. But they're using a lot of these numbers that they're able to provide to be able to train and prepare for teams. And basically what it is, it's being able to track players as far as the speed that they're running, or, you know, lateral movements, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then they're able to show that on the live broadcast.
So this is not an app that everybody can download.
It's not an app. It's something that you can, whoever's broadcasting the game can show these stats and, you know, direction and direction they run and that sort of thing. So what it is, basically, it's about a nickel-sized tracker that's put on the shoulder pads of each player. And it'll track the action and instantly surface the data. It takes about 120 milliseconds from the movement on the field to be registered into a computer and under a half a second to broadcast it. So it's almost instant. And it's legitimate real time. So, and it's basically an RFID device, a chip that goes into the shoulder pads, like I said, and it's a series of about 20 ultra wideband receivers around the stadium that are able to pick up all the movements and then report the footage. So, it's able to, like I say, track speed and how fast the defender's running versus how fast the receiver's running, and how fast the ball gets from the quarterback's hand to the receiver, and it's pretty neat information, and we'll get into it a little bit more when
depends
we come back.
Depends on how
we'll
much air's in it.
Yeah, depends on how inflated the ball is, but I thought that was pretty cool. When we come back, we'll wrap that up and then get into some national Facebook news. Been listening to GRE with Triple D. 107.1 WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.